But first, before all of that, chance for me to welcome Michael Tilley, the editor of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire KUAF listening area, back to Ozarks at Large. Since we talked yesterday about the elections, have you had a chance to sleep?
Yes. Like I told you earlier, thank God for Advil PM. Advil PM. Although I've had a chance to sleep, obviously I haven't had a chance to sleep enough to get my mouth connected to my brain. So.
Well, just because the primary elections are pretty much over, except for a few runoffs, that doesn't mean that's lacking any other news. Home sales numbers came out this week.
Right. The CityWire, we do the Arkansas home sales report, and Kyle, we look at 14 counties in Arkansas that, believe it or not, make up anywhere from 70 to 75% of the home sales, and it's a good indicator of where the market's going. It's the Northwest Arkansas area, Fort Smith, Central Arkansas, and Jonesboro area. And what it showed for the first 4 months of the year is that home sales in these large markets are up just a little less than 1% compared to 2011. But April, as we know in the story, April was brutal, and we hope it's not the beginning of a trend. Home sales in those markets were down 9% compared to 2011 and almost 30% compared to 2010. So, you know, there was some expectation with the good weather, people out able to look at homes, that there'd be a lot of contracts in the pipeline. That just wasn't the case. So we don't know if it's a function of the economic malaise as it relates to employment or what, but April was just not a good month for home sales in Arkansas's large markets.
Can there be some dips and some peaks and valleys in home sales that have maybe not as much to do with the economy?
Well, I think so. You know, we talked to Michael Paco. He's the economist at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. And he said, look, don't make a trend off of 1 month's observations. You know, it could just be there was contracts in the pipeline or for whatever reason, people held off. Here's my only concern, though, Kyle. When the dip was seen in all four markets, so to me, it's hard to believe that it's just one or two things, because it would have had to be one or two unique things in all markets at the same time. I'm going to have a hard time buying that. So there has to be some economic function to the dip.
Meanwhile, sales tax collections, latest numbers up.
Right. It's in Northwest Arkansas. They were up in Fort Smith for the most recent report. They were down just a little bit, but by no means troubling. In Northwest Arkansas, we're still seeing, especially in Bentonville, we're still seeing a huge increase. It was up just a little over 12%, well, 12.5% in Bentonville. And, you know, the city leaders are still marking it up to the greatly increased traffic thanks to Crystal Bridges.
Well, yeah, it's
been Rogers.
Hundreds of thousands of visitors. So that's got to
So I think the effect is you have 12.5% increase in a sales tax rate. And you know, and most communities get excited when they have 2 to 3% year over year gains each month. And so that's Fayetteville's up 2%, but Rogers, which will collect some of that effect of the Crystal Bridges visitors, was up almost 10%. And Siloam Springs was up a little over 7%. So it's some good collections. It's always a good indicator of consumer spending. Consumer spending is roughly 70-75% of economic activity. So that's a great report. That May report is great for Northwest Arkansas. And in the Fort Smith area, we saw the report down just a little bit, but still, thankfully, this is one of the few positive economic numbers in the Fort Smith area. The collections for the first five reporting months of the year are still up about 5% in Fort Smith. So far, so good there, and the numbers appear to be up in Crawford County also.
Well, let me ask you something about numbers, because the California State Teachers Retirement System is going to vote its more than 5 million Walmart stores shares. They're going to use those to vote against the entire Walmart board's reelection, this coming on the heels of the investigation into potential alleged bribery in Mexico. Now, that sounds like a lot, 5.3 million
yeah,
shares, but it's not when you compare it to the total number of shares, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, it's less than 1%, maybe a little over, but definitely less than 2%. And we have to remember the Walmart family, the controlling interest has about 47% of the vote. So all they need is another 4% to go with them on these things. But these trust funds are now at least three major trust and pension funds that have said no, you know, prominent two in California, one in New York. They know that the numbers aren't on their side, but it's part of a pressure. They want to build some public pressure and try to encourage or push Walmart to do something a little more public with this the bribery scandal. But you also have to keep in mind these are some pension funds. There's some actors involved here that have never shied away from taking any opportunity they can to make a statement about Walmart. So there's some of that at play, but it, you're right. It's not anything that's going to kill Walmart's slate of directors, but it's definitely a public black eye.
It could be a very interesting morning a week from Friday.
Yes, I don't know. I don't see. I will be very surprised if Walmart makes any significant announcements in terms of executive management or personnel. They've said they're going to let the investigation go through, and if Walmart does do something, Kyle, it potentially could be the first. I've been following them for a long time, and it would be the first, I don't want to say knee-jerk, that's not the right word, but it'd be the first significant reaction to public pressure that I've seen. So I just don't see that happening.
Finally, the Bass Reeves statue unveiled this weekend.
That's the coolest darn thing. If you haven't been downtown Fort Smith, that is, you know, we all knew it was going to be big and it was going to be on this big base, and we've seen the marquettes or maquettes of it,
mm-hmm.
but it's just very impressive, and just the group that pulled this together raised the $300,000. They didn't get a lot of support at first from a lot of folks. Somewhat like Bass Reeves, you know, they had a lot of obstacles to reach success, and they came through anyway. So it's a great event, all Memorial weekend, celebrating the new monument and what Bass Reeves meant and the history. I mean, this is just another part of the history, and at some point, if they get the Marshalls Museum built, they'll be within eyesight of each other, so that'll be a great connection.
Coverage, of course, throughout the weekend on this and other matters at thecitywire.com. Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kyle. Have a good weekend.
You too.